We're going to head out to Muncie and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ken. How are you?
Well, thank you for your time, and obviously another tough, very, very close game for your Cardinals in that 41-38 loss at Kent State on Saturday afternoon. And when getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
No, obviously we got ourselves into a back-and-forth game again, especially in the second half against Kent, and they played a really good football game, and you know, they made the plays down the stretch that were needed, that they needed to make in order to win the game, and we simply did not. You know, when we had our opportunities, you know, we didn't get it done, and so you know, give them credit. Our guys fought, you know, but obviously it's disappointing to come up, you know, with a loss on the road like that when we felt like certainly we had had opportunities for it to be a different outcome.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Mike, your message to your team, obviously another close game, and you've lost the last three weeks by a total of 8 points, and it's obviously hard for you and the entire program, but what's your message to your team?
Well, right now, obviously, we got to finish the fight. That's the most important thing for us. We play Miami this week. It's a rivalry game. It's a trophy game. We got 16 men that have given a lot of blood, sweat, and tears from the time they entered the program. They've, you know, I'm very proud that they've been extremely successful from an academic standpoint. They fought their tail off to do things the right way, you know, on the field, off the field. Everything that goes into to being a student athlete. And so we got 5 days left here to represent those men the right way. And so, you know, it's a tough lesson, but there's a handful of plays that, you know, in every single game that, you know, it comes down to. And for us the last 3 weeks, you know, being on the wrong end of the outcome for us, you know, it's a handful of plays in those games that would give us an opportunity for that outcome to be different. So we got to finish the fight. You know, a lot of times things can get challenging, but sticking together and finishing the fight and representing these guys and giving them everything we got is the most important thing.
As you transition ahead, you mentioned a rivalry game with Miami. When you look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, obviously my hat is off to Coach Martin, and obviously they've punched their ticket to the MAC championship game. And so, you know, for us, when you look at the tape on them, they're playing a very consistent defense week in, week out, and they've continued to just progress. You know, when you play a true freshman quarterback, you know, that's a lot, and this will be his 12th game as a starter, and you can see his confidence and their offensive confidence grow weekly. You know, they've got good weapons, and I think the last few weeks you've seen them get more and more explosive plays, get more and more you know, offensive production on a weekly basis. And so it's a good football team, obviously playing a lot of confidence. They've won a lot of games here in a row, and so we got them here at home, and you know, obviously we got to make sure that we have a great week of preparation and finish the fight and make sure we give everything we got from an effort standpoint to our 16 seniors that'll be putting on the jersey for the final time.
To that point, talk about the special day that Senior Day is as a coach, and obviously what it means to you as an alum, and getting a chance to know these young men throughout their collegiate careers. Talk about the special relationship and what this day means for you as a coach.
Well, it's an emotional week, and it will be an emotional day on Friday because I care deeply about all these guys, and I appreciate every opportunity that I've had to work with them, you know, to get to know them, you know, on a personal level. And I care deeply about their success as they move forward in life. And I know with this group of guys and seeing what they've done in the classroom, seeing what they've done accountability-wise, seeing what they've done from a work ethic standpoint, I know these guys are going to be extremely successful. And so, you know, it's hard. And, you know, I'm an alum too, in addition to being the head football coach. And so, you know, I share in the same brotherhood with these guys because, you know, obviously – you know, you ask them to give everything they've got, and I feel strongly that these 16 guys have done that, and I want to send them out the right way, and I want to make sure that that brotherhood and that friendship for the rest of our lives and their lives, you know, is strong and will last.
What can key players to your team that are still have eligibility left, like, you know, Caleb Huntley and quarterback Drew Plitt, learn from this year and how close these games are, and apply that to, obviously, next season?
Well, it's a team game, and you win as a team and you lose as a team. And, you know, obviously I know sometimes, you know, one side of the ball, one phase can get scrutinized more so than the other, but it's a team game and it comes down to a handful of plays. And so, you know, obviously we've had some great moments this year. We've had some great wins where we've, you know, that winning feeling in the locker room, that winning feeling, you know, on the sideline after the game is over. I mean, those are special moments. And so I think those young men that you just mentioned that will be the leaders of our program, they know how hard and how good and how competitive this league is, and it's about putting in the work from beginning to end. You know, you can't have a day in which, you know, you're not able to bring your best stuff in terms of attitude, work ethic, all those things. And you know, there's a lot of sacrifices that need to be made, and those guys know that. And this group that's leaving our program, they've been a great example of that, every one of them. And you know, I think they've established something special in the locker room. And you know, we got to get over that hump, and we're very close. And obviously, we've improved significantly as a team, but we got to improve in the win column. And I know we're right where, you know, obviously we're extremely close, but it's being able to take that next step.
To that point, Caleb Huntley's 192 yards rushing and scores two touchdowns in the Kent State contest. Talk about Caleb and what he's meant to your running game and your offense this year.
You know, he is a special player, and obviously, you know, to be a 225-pound running back, you know, he has got really good speed, and he runs hard, and he practices hard, and, you know, he's improved as much as anybody in our program in the classroom. You know, he came in, and he really got committed to being a great student-athlete, and his attitude is contagious. He loves everything about the game. He loves everything about preparation. You know, he's a great teammate, and to see him when he's not in the game to support and to be happy for a guy like Walter Fletcher when he gets touches or somebody else gets in the end zone. You know, he's the ultimate team guy that all he cares about is winning, and obviously he wants the ball in his hand, and we're a better team when we continue to get the ball in his hands. But he's a special player that obviously you love having guys like that represent your program and being able to coach them. And you know, Caleb, I know, will give everything he has these last 5 days here and on Friday for these seniors to send them out the right way.
Well, Mike, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Miami. I want to wish you the best of luck on Friday and certainly extend to you a word of appreciation and thanks for your time this year, and certainly wish you and your family, entire program, a great Thanksgiving here on Thursday as well.
Well, thank you, Ken, and happy holidays, and I appreciate what you do for all of us.
Thank you, Mike. Again, for Ball State, coming off the 41-38 loss at Kent State, and then contest running back Caleb Huntley, again, reached 100 yards rushing for the sixth time in seven league games this year, and had a personal high 192 yards rushing and two touchdowns in that contest. For Ball State, they will be hosting Miami this coming Friday, November 29th at noon Eastern, and that game available on CBS Sports Network.